and two, and go, Elsom.
Hello, everyone. This is Elsom Elders Jr. with the National Guild of Hypnotists Teleseminar Series. So glad to have you here tonight as we continue the previews of the pre- and post-convention seminars, the Summer Institute sessions. And tonight, we're going to be exploring with Cal Banyan the 7-Path Self-Hypnosis Teacher Certification Program that Cal will be teaching at the NGH convention. And so, Cal, thank you so much for joining us. And before we get into the topic of the evening, you have a really interesting story as to how you actually got involved in hypnotism to begin with. So can we go there first?
Well, you know, hi, Elsom. Hi, everybody, Facebook friends, our Hypnospace friends, NGH members, graduates, everybody that's on the call. So excited to be here. And I'm going to be a little bit more revealing than I've ever been before on a call. I'm going to talk about information that usually only my graduates know. And, you know, my story about getting into hypnosis is a very much stranger one than I've probably ever told before. It's an interesting combination of having a grand uncle who was a hypnotist, growing up in a family where there was hypnosis, eventually studying psychology, and finding out that what I hoped I would learn about hypnosis as I studied to get my bachelor's degree, my master's degree, and then on in studying for a PhD in clinical psychology, that the real truth about hypnosis wasn't there. It was really relegated to a footnote in the history of psychology. And what happened to me was a strange journey. At the same time, I was in college studying psychology, and a lot of people don't know this about me. I was also living in the kind of dark underworld of the motorcycle biker, the outlaw biker, and doing a lot of things like that. And so it was a really strange time in my life where I was studying psychology, going into graduate school, doing that kind of stuff, and at night hanging out with some real wild characters, having an absolutely phenomenal time. I just was having a lot of fun. But inside, my soul felt lonely. And that loneliness drove me to start learning more and more about spiritual things. I'd always been a spiritual person, but during this time of my life of academia slash wild biker lifestyle, I had kind of left my spiritual side and felt very lonely inside during that time. And I began to do meditation and learning about channeling, and I actually, for about a year and a half, did channeling, and which meant I brought in information from a higher source. It's debatable where it was, if it was a higher part of me or exactly where it came from. But during that time, I was really guided that getting my PhD in clinical psychology was not that important for what I was called to do in this lifetime. And as I began to actually, how do I say, not give in, but really begin to follow that path, my life started coming together in some really magical ways. And I moved from Grand Forks, North Dakota, where I was at the time, to Minneapolis with my wife. And we had kind of a magical journey that brought me into the world of hypnosis and became certified and opened a hypnosis center. And then what happened was I was back into my spiritual journey, meditating, doing self-hypnosis, doing what became 5-Path. Most of the people have heard about 5-Path. I've taught that many times at the NGH convention. And I had this concept. You know, we've all heard this idea that if you give a person a fish, you feed them for a day. If you teach them how to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. And I had this powerful system of hypnosis and hypnotherapy that I called 5-Path, and I wanted to integrate a self-hypnosis program into it. And as I started working with that, and still on my spiritual journey, a totally different kind of self-hypnosis was developed called Seven Path, which I teach in my classes and which I hope to give you some insights about today.
Excellent. Since I'm going to ask you, what is Seventh Path self-hypnosis? Can I sort of ask you to compare it to self-hypnosis, I guess, compared to Seven Path of self-hypnosis?
Seventh Path, which is the Seven Path self-hypnosis, is the very first mind-body-spirit approach to self-hypnosis that acts like an antivirus software for the human mind. As we go through life, it's like when we're born, we're like this perfect computer. We've all bought computers, and they run so well when we first get them. And that's the way we are, like when we're newborn babies. And then as we go through life, we start picking up negative programs. It could be limiting programs or programs that just don't suit us or don't take us in the right direction. Just like as we use that new computer, we can download stuff on our computer that causes it to run slow or do wacky things. Well, that's what happens in our lives, and as hypnotists, we know that those programs go into the subconscious mind. Well, Seven Path self-hypnosis is different from all previous classical forms of self-hypnosis, because every other form of self-hypnosis that I know of really works from the ego point of view. The individual says, I want to make such and such change in behavior or how I feel or motivation and so on, and they just directly give themselves suggestions for that. Seven Path is completely different. First of all, because, as I said, it's mind, body, spirit. The suggestions that you give yourself, which are called recognitions, are mated or combined with your own highest spiritual beliefs. And in the case of not being spiritual, the person would work with their highest philosophical beliefs. They would blend that in a very specific way with the hypnotic suggestions we call recognitions. And the suggestions are called recognitions because Seventh Path is, as far as I know, the world's first insight-oriented hypnosis for self-hypnosis. And insight means it's discovery. You discover what's inside of you. And as the practitioner begins to use these recognitions, which are insight-oriented suggestions, a number of things are going to happen. One, it brings the power of your highest beliefs into the process. Another thing that it does is it works on a principle of emotional resonance. A lot of these negative programs have powerful, painful emotions associated with them. Using these recognitions will work like little heat-seeking missiles going in, finding the negative programming by way of the negative emotion that's associated with it, like fear, anxiety, anger, guilt, these kinds of things. Find those things, neutralize them, and we call this the emptying of the cup. Because we spend some time first emptying the cup, getting rid of the negative programs, then when we get to the point where we're going to actually give ourselves specific suggestions, if we want to, for specific changes in behavior or specific changes in mood and this kind of thing, then they are more readily accepted by the subconscious mind because the negative programs that would have competed with these positive suggestions have been neutralized or removed, which can make these suggestions permanent and requiring much less or no reinforcement in the future. Does that kind of help?
Very much so. I was trying to compare the two. Let's say basic self-hypnosis, where you come to that aspect of it with a decision, an advanced decision as to why you're going to do it. And it sounds like in the Seventh Path self-hypnosis, you come to the process and find out what the suggestions are going to be. Is that a fair comparison?
Thanks for that feedback, because it helps me clarify some things. And that is that the recognitions are standard. Everybody gets the same hypnotic suggestions that they give themselves. There are some customizing you can do to it, but there's basically they're standard. What happens is in classical or basic forms of self-hypnosis, you just write out suggestions for particular behavioral changes. In Seventh Path, you are going to, it's an insight process where you're going to discover things inside of you, and it's all good, and neutralize whatever is negative so that you can empty the cup. And then when you do decide, if you do decide to give yourself specific suggestions for specific changes, for example, removing a bad habit and so on, then the suggestion is much more readily accepted. And so the people who are familiar with Five Path will be happy to understand and to know that Seventh Path does everything that Five Path does, but it's done in the privacy of your own mind. And Five Path integrates such powerful techniques as age regression. So the resulting that you get from doing hypnotic age regression work can now be accomplished in the privacy of your own mind. Mm. There's so many people that would never go see a counselor, psychologist, or hypnotherapist because they don't want to share their stuff. Seventh Path is designed to be done in the privacy of your own mind, and you don't have to share your stuff with anyone.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
How was it developed?
Well, it was such an interesting process. It was a combination of, you know, I'm so hesitant to share this level of stuff. I've always come across as very much a very serious clinician, scientific, and this is really that other side of me. But, you know, I'm going to reveal that I've always felt that I've lived a guided life, and I've really been guided from one thing to the next, one teacher to the next, one book to the next, as I think we all are. I just recognize it, and here maybe for the first time in public, you know, saying it out loud. But as I connected with this higher source, that what happened when the time was ready, when I started thinking, okay, it's time to develop a form of self-hypnosis that would go with Five Path, so I could not just feed the person for a day, but feed them for a lifetime, this information started coming through. And it is, you know, I know this is going to sound crazy to some people out there, but it's really an inspired work. The first recognition just came through. And because the previous year and a half's worth of work I had done back in 92 and 93 with channeling, I recognized that energy that it was coming through, and that I began to write down these recognitions. And they come in a short form. That's how they came first. And there's a full form, and now what's called the ultimate forms. And they're longer versions of these suggestions. And there it is. I said it. That's where it came from.
Well, that's fair enough. And feel really comfortable with the fact that you are amongst many like-minded people here on these calls. So this is exactly the kind of thing that we love to hear about and know about.
Well, my confession is complete now.
Okay.
That's so, where it comes from. Let me just say what it is the information sometimes came in words already put together. Sometimes the suggestions came in the form of a vibration. And if I have a gift, it's a gift of being able to put things into words. And my challenge was when these recognitions didn't come in the form of words, for me to then keep trying different words until I had found the words that would hold the vibration of each one of these recognitions. And then once that was done, then the recognition would be written down, and then it was permanent.
And so there is some simpatico with the entire concept of vibrational work as well, then.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that's so interesting about this is I've taught this to people from all over the world, from all different kinds of religious and non-religious backgrounds. there's Christians who are doing this spiritual form of self-hypnosis slash meditation. There are Jewish people, Muslims, Buddhists, Sikhs, Hindus, metaphysicians of all kinds. I even have some nuns that are doing it as part of their devotional practice. I've had people say, did you get this from the Quran, Muslims? It's a universal approach because of the way it can be customized to a person's individual highest beliefs.
That being said, there have to be some on the call that are going to say to themselves, well, how spiritual does someone need to be in order to be able to use Seventh Path?
Seventh Path is essentially a spiritual practice, a mind-body-spirit. We've taught hundreds, if not more, people who are non-spiritual to do it. And what we do is, instead of working with concepts of God and spiritual concepts, we ask that individual, what is your highest belief? What is your highest philosophy for good? And people who have those kinds of concepts, now personally, I'm going to tell you something. It's being a very spiritual person, I believe all things are spiritual. I believe atheism is spirituality. It's just the loneliest form of spirituality.
Sure.
And so I work with everyone, and everyone's been able to use Seventh Path who really wanted to, no matter what their spiritual or religious background.
Can we explore how hypnosis professionals can benefit then by becoming a Seventh Path self-hypnosis teacher?
Well, first of all, you guys, you're going to experience just an unbelievable personal transformation. I've had people go through my courses, my certification courses, not because they wanted to be hypnotists or hypnotherapists, but they have heard how learning Seventh Path transformed their mother, father, sister, brother, cousin's life. So first, it's for you. Second, you can add it to whatever style of hypnosis you're doing now. And what you do is, when you do the work that you normally do with the client, you can teach them this form of self-hypnosis. Remember, instead of just feeding the person for a day, we feed them for a lifetime by teaching them Seventh Path. And the Seventh Path work that they do each day while they're seeing you makes what you're doing more powerful and causes them to be more invested in the process. And finally, some people are not right away ready to do hypnotherapy or individual hypnotism sessions. They want to take a class. And you can offer Seventh Path as a class, as a self-hypnosis class, and bring people in to meet you and get to know you, and then be so highly impressed by Seventh Path that we almost always get clients out of our Seventh Path classes. So that's three good reasons right there.
Oh, for sure. How many teachers and practitioners are there now?
I like to say that the sun never sets on Seventh Path. Actually, that's a Hell's Angels term. The Hell's Angels say the sun never sets on the Hell's Angels. And what that means with regard to Seventh Path is there is always the sun shining on someone doing Seventh Path somewhere in the world. And that means we've got people all across Asia, Africa, of course, North America, Europe, doing Seventh Path. And the numbers are untold as far as practitioners. As far as teachers, they number in the hundreds, but that's just as close as I can get. We have trainers who are also training, and so it's hard for me to keep track, but it's something that's been practiced widely around the world for probably about 11 or 12 years.
That is really, really terrific. So much is happening with it. So let's talk about how people benefit then, how they really benefit from practicing Seventh Path self-hypnosis.
Well, some of the things I said, well, you guys, what's going to happen is you're going to find a way to empty your cup. You're going to be able to remove those old erroneous programs and troublesome emotions that have not been serving you. And if you're of the spiritual type, you're going to be able to experience a divine connection through your own beliefs as you practice it. It's really a communion. It's an ascension technique. You're going to learn a very powerful way to give yourself suggestions, something more powerful than you've ever done before, and you're going to do it with the empty cup, with the programs removed. And so you're going to be more suggestible to those suggestions, and so you're going to have to do less reinforcing of those suggestions in the future. But here's the secret. This is something I slip in at the end of the class. I'm going to give it to you right up front. The ultimate goal of Seventh Path is to help you discover your path in life and enable you to function in that way. I say that the most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you discover why you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really Seventh Path is about. Because a life lived without answering your calling, in my opinion, is a life not fully lived.
That's really profound, especially for those that are in the work that we move forward in, isn't it?
It really is. And I think when the hypnotist begins to work with this level of a tool, it transforms the work they're doing and positions them so in such a wonderful place compared to all of the hypnotists and hypnotherapists around them that may be trying to serve the same population.
I was envisioning the what you were talking about earlier when you're saying the hypnotists can offer self-hypnosis classes through and teach Seventh Path self-hypnosis in the classes, and as a result of teaching the classes, members of the classes will just naturally aspire now to become clients because of the experience in the classes.
That's right. Even if they've taken classes somewhere else or worked with someone else, they're going to discover that by working with Seventh Path, that they're working with a totally different thing. They're going to be having transformational experiences, emotional experiences. An interesting thing that happens with Seventh Path is with the releasing of the emotions and the untensing that goes on, we've seen so many physical changes, emotional changes. Now, I want to say hypnosis doesn't heal anything. There's only two sources of healing in my book, and that is your own body's ability to heal and miracles. And we've seen so many healings occur with the process of this, mental, physical, emotional. It's just stunning. And when people in a class see that happening and they know that there's more that they can get, like in a class they'd learn the basic first five recognitions, and then they'll want more, and they'll want more of what you give them. And so some people will just come to the hypnotist and say, please teach me all the recognitions and all the forms. And the work on the hypnotist side is very, very easy. There's a script that goes with each one of the recognitions that is simply read to the hypnotized client. And after they've learned the first recognition, the client hypnotizes him or herself. So it's really, really easy work to make such powerful transformations.
How many recognitions are there?
There are 9 recognitions. A little bit of confusion because it's called Seventh Path, but there's 9 recognitions.
Okay.
The first 5 are what's called the basic recognitions. They take care of what most people come in that they want to change. It empties the cup and gives them a powerful way to give themselves specific suggestions for change. 6, 7, 8, and 9 are unabashedly spiritual ascension techniques that use hypnosis to facilitate the process. And so everybody would get the first 5 recognitions, and those who want to take it to a higher spiritual level would get 6, 7, 8, and 9. And they come in a short form, a full form, which is a little bit longer, it's a few more words, and it becomes more absolute, it's a little bit more challenging. And then there's the ultimate form, which is significantly longer suggestions that you give yourself. It's to the more devoted seventh pathers that get that. And there, it's really a profoundly more powerful way to go, and probably more and more people are getting into that now as it's catching on.
As I hear what I can only think of as the wonders of this approach, would you mind sharing, let's say, three or four really sort of special experiences that clients have that really moved you when it happened?
Oh, gosh, there's so many stories. I remember one time I was teaching in Singapore, and there was one of my students. We're only on the second recognition, and she stands up in class when it's sharing time, and she says, "I now understand that my father always loved me." And it was just with the second suggestion she gave herself, that breakthrough. Mm. Another person in Singapore, for example, just staying with that theme because coming to mind, was a Buddhist practitioner who had been studying devout Buddhist meditation for decades. And she just went into tears saying, "I have just done what my monk, her instructor, had been trying to teach her to do for 30 years. We've seen so many physical things. I remember this Susan, who I think is going to be on the call to talk about some physical things that happened for her. Another lady who had been for surgery after surgery after surgery to correct some problems in her body, and after Seven Path reported to us that she didn't need any surgeries. Now, again, let me say that hypnosis and Seven Path, the recognitions don't heal anything. But because we can bring in your higher power in this special way, and also because of in psychology, you know, I still have that background, there's this idea of diathesis stress process. And what that means is for every illness, there is a stress component. And as these recognitions go in and neutralize those negative, painful emotions, which when they're chronic, it's stress, then that can cause the body to heal itself. So we've just seen so many things one after the other. I know we have some people that are on the call tonight that can kind of share some of their personal experiences as well.
Super. I'm going to let everyone that's on the call know that if you have any questions to ask, this is a good time to do it. And if you're on the call, you can press, we have you muted at the moment. If you press *2, and that will raise your hand, and we will see your hand raised, and we'll unmute you and bring you on to the call. If you are listening to the call on the internet, there's a box that you can send just type a question in and put your name and press submit, and it will come right over to us, and we can ask Cal the question. And Gene's watching the computer for me at the moment. So, Gene, let me first of all ask, are there any questions over the internet first?
We don't have any questions. We did have Mary from Phoenix who said, "Thank you for the opportunity to learn what is Seven Paths. How long does one need to practice before becoming proficient generally?"
Well, proficiency is almost instantaneous. The technique is really simple. And to learn to be able to do it proficiently, effectively, is almost instantaneous. You can do it right away. And the process begins right away. We tell people to evaluate the process to really say, "I'm going to give this the best chance to make a really significant change in my life," to do it for 4 to 6 weeks. And most people are going to have a stunningly impressive experience within that time.
How much experience, what type of experience, either in hypnotism or any health practice at all, do you like to see coming to the classes? How important is that?
The minimum experience for this course that I'm going to be teaching at the NGH convention is they should know how to hypnotize someone. And then whatever experience they've had in hypnotizing someone is going to be beneficial. But they will be given the group induction script that I use when I'm working with classes. In fact, I will use it in class. And then whatever form of hypnosis that they're already doing will work with 7-PAP as far as the cool thing about 7-PAP is you actually learn how to do the process in hypnosis. So the hypnotist hypnotizes the individual with whatever technique they are familiar with or comfortable with or proficient with, because only the lightest levels of hypnosis are required for 7-PAP to work. Now, of course, the deeper the better, but even hypnoidal stage 1 is sufficient for 7-PAP to work. So as long as they can hypnotize someone, they have everything they need, and if they don't, then I can refer them to some scripts to hypnotize someone. But all NGH members know how to hypnotize someone, so it's not an issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I have Cynthia Thurman from Raleigh, North Carolina, who has left a comment. I am certified in 5-PATH and would like to say that I used to be a quote-unquote seeker, reading numerous self-help books. After learning 7-PATH, I no longer have need or interest in seeking out the latest self-help book. This is all you need.
Beautiful. Thank you, Cynthia. That's wonderful.
That says a lot.
Sure does.
Jean?
Yep.
Do we have any hands raised?
At the moment, no.
So, we do have some students of Cal's online, we think. If you are online, star 2, raise your hand.
Okay, we've got a couple of hands up that have come in now, and I'm going to unmute the first one from Yorba Linda, California.
Let's go.
Go ahead.
Would that be me?
Mm-hmm. That's you.
Okay. All right. That confused me because I'm currently in Maryland. This is Susan Gallagher.
Oh, okay.
And I am a grateful practitioner of 7-PATH and teacher of 7-PATH self-hypnosis. And as Cal alluded just a few moments ago, I have experienced such profound physical healing since beginning the 7-PATH process personally. I have experienced throughout my life chronic pain. I have psoriatic arthritis, and fibromyalgia. And since doing 7-PATH, I have been virtually pain-free.
Wow.
And it happened, you know, not after months of practice. It happened days after practice.
Really?
And it was profound, life-changing, absolutely liberating.
Oh, imagine.
And I can't even describe the deep inner personal transformation as well as the physical transformation. Using 7-PATH with my clients, there is such a dramatic difference between those clients and I was trained by Cal, so I'm a 7-PATH hypnotherapist, or 5-PATH hypnotherapist. And 5-PATH is a very powerful tool, and clients do exceedingly well using 5-PATH. But 5-PATH combined with 7-PATH I don't even have the language, and I apologize for not articulating enough how dramatic the changes can be. I worked with a woman who, for example, had such severe phobias that she couldn't be alone in her own home, an educated woman, a pharmacist, but she was terrified to be alone in her own home. It was actually within a 1-week period when she came in for her third session, I asked her how her phobias were, and she looked at me with this blank look, and then she started to laugh, and she said, "I'm not afraid anymore."
Beautiful. That's that cup emptying process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was, she had received the first recognition and the second recognition. And this, what's interesting about this client, to speak about what your spiritual beliefs are, she was raised in China during the Cultural Revolution and really did not have a spiritual basis. But what she used for her spiritual power was a peaceful mind.
Wow.
And experienced absolute profound change. It changed her life.
Thank you, Susan. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm honored by the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Okay, we have another one, and I'm going to unmute that person now. Deborah Yaffe.
Hey, Cal. Hi, Elsom.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi,
wow, that was a powerful testimonial. I feel like I have nothing more to say. That was so powerful.
Not true.
Wow. Well, I also am a grateful seventh path practitioner and teacher, and I really urge, I mean, I'm so grateful that you are offering this as a standalone piece to other hypnotherapists, and I really want to encourage as many people as possible, you know, hypnotists to take advantage of this and, you know, get registered right away, because that class is going to sell out, I believe. And so now's the time to get in. This is a practice. People are hungry, really hungry, for some kind of a combination of a spiritual practice and something practical that will, you know, have daily application, have that spirituality translate into their daily life. And I think this is it.
Deborah, in your practice in Massachusetts, I believe, right?
Yeah.
How is the acceptance of? I happen to know well the very small town that Deborah is in, because it's
we're famous.
Like it's like 15 miles from the even smaller town.
From heathens.
The heathens, exactly. Up in Heath, where our summer place is. How is it, tell me how you present it to this small town environment.
That's a great question. What I found my particular niches here is one-to-one, and sometimes couples. So primarily, I like to find clients who they've done a lot of self-work, and now they want a real tool they can use on their own.
Mm.
And what I do is I set it up. It's for the basic five recognitions that Cal talked about, that you can package the first five as their own unit and have a very nice system to start with. And so what I do is, and then the second set you can also do is a set of five. And that's how I package it for people as individuals. I ask them, you know, what is their issue? And by issue, I mean, it could be something that, you know, they're looking, an unwanted thing, something they're looking to release or change, a limiting belief or an unwanted habit. And on the other hand, there are the people who, they already have something that's working great and they want it to work even better. They want, you know, they have something good, they're on the right track, and now they want to keep moving forward. And then basically I just package it as a series of five.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, one price for that, and that's set. And I have them just come like once a week, and I just start adding. I find it to be very powerful to just do the whole session with each recognition, and then adding the, you know, when they come in the next time, we add the long version.
Right.
And the next one. Because each one of these recognitions, if they work with it for a few days, it becomes very powerful, and they get like maximum result from it. So that then when they come in and we add the next one, it's like you're adding, you know, you're building and building and building towards, you know, towards the finale. And and they really clear, and they can really experience, by doing it that way, I find they can really experience each recognition, like the power of each one. Is, and the system is set up so brilliantly so that it's like a fail-safe mechanism where you're actually building that foundation with each one, you know, so that they're ready for the next phase. And actually, I was going to ask a question about that, Cal. I have never experienced anybody or myself having an abreactive kind of experience with Seventh Path, where they might in some other forms of, you know, hypnosis work. So I haven't had that happen with anybody in Seventh Path, and I wondered if you've ever experienced that and how somebody would handle that.
This is the deal, is that when you do Five Path or other forms of hypnosis, the therapist, so to speak, is the hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
When you do Seventh Path, the therapist is your Delta, which is the name that we call, that it's kind of like just the placeholder for the higher power. And so the person is always in a place where their higher power knows the best way for that individual to process that which needs to be processed. And so if the person is able to use an abreaction in a way that's safe for the individual, then it can happen. And also in the Seven Path class I'll be teaching, I'm going to be teaching some Seven Path teacher facilitation techniques, which will enable people to more quickly release emotions, which can lead to an emotional outburst. Abreaction is really a psychological term that basically means, you know, a powerful emotional release from the past. And those things can happen, and they can happen in a beneficial way, either by the self, that individual just going home and having a good cry after doing Seven Path or during Seven Path, or with the teacher. The Seven Path teacher. So yes, I've seen some very strong emotional releases happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important for people to know that, you know, when they embrace this practice, that again, just like you said, it's really like a fail-safe mechanism built in, because it's your, you know, your higher source, you know, which is assisting the process and kind of like your co-pilot.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
we have two other questions coming up, so hold on.
Oh, good.
Or comments. I don't know which. Go ahead.
Somebody's there.
Who are you referring to?
You must be you. You're the
okay.
only one that's... Go ahead.
Hello, this is Miriam Goldstein from Long Island, New York. How are you?
Terrific.
Hi,
good
Cal.
To have you.
How are you?
Hi, Miriam.
Hi. I've been, first of all, I want to say, I'm going to repeat it anyway because Cal already knows, but I'm going to say how Seventh Path has changed my life personally, and I'm incredibly grateful for this process. I met Cal, goodness, Cal, it's almost 7 years ago now, and I went to Minneapolis to study, learn Five Path, and then also learn Seventh Path. So I'm also so excited that you're doing this certification course for just Seventh Path alone. I think it's fantastic. Personally, what it's done for me very quickly is through my life, I've always had issues with anxiety. And since having Seventh Path in my life, I rarely have get debilitated by it ever. And that, as Cal was saying, it can really happen. It does sound crazy, but it does happen pretty quickly because you come to a place of surrender in yourself with your higher power, so you're never alone. And it takes away the being aloneness that some many people, let's say, I know people that come to my hypnosis practice, and I'm also a massage therapist, so I see so many people coming in for where things are noticeable in with their aloneness and their lack of ability to feel connected. And this is one thing that truly helps people to find that sense of connection, whether they're atheist or they're spiritual or they're not. It really is universal. And on a note from my students, and I teach this 101, I've taught it in classes, I've done one-day courses, and some of us have found different formats that we use. I've done 6-week versions of it where it's just one night a week for about maybe 2 hours that I will do it. And I had one older woman who came to a class one evening, and Debbie, I have had people get into their feelings and cry and so on, and Cal will teach how he teaches us to respond to that, similar to how we do it in 5-Path, and she said she had some issues with some nuns and a situation that she had when she was a little girl, and just after maybe one or two recognitions, she just started letting go and said in one evening that she has gained more from doing this process than she had in and I'm hesitating because I don't want to put any other practice down, but then in 10 years of working with other professionals. How about I'll put it that way? And that was so touching, and she was crying and just had this wonderful look of relaxation and freedom in her face. And then there's one other young lady who is currently a client of mine who had, in the time right after doing 7th path, was scared to have a hip replacement. She was about to have it, has had a hip replacement. She was in the middle of trying to get her house together to sell it. She has sold her house, not only that, but she's moved into a new house, and she continues to use 7th Path to this day. So I can just, and I'm sure all of us that are on this line can do it, who've been teaching this. We have stories to tell, people whose lives have been changed, and people who do continue to use 7th Path in their lives, whether, you know, it's pure 7th Path or when they need it. I've spoken to people, kept in touch with them over the years, and they are going back to it or using it daily. It is the most amazing experience you'll ever have, and especially, of course, having the experience of you know, experiencing Cal teaching you something. It's really quite a warm, lovely experience.
Thank you so very, very much. Great.
You're welcome.
Nope.
Thank you, Maria.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And we have someone from the Bakersfield area that I'm going to pull in now.
Okay.
Hi, this is Danielle Herring. I'm actually in Arizona, but my phone's from Bakersfield.
Okay. Great.
I just learned 7th Path. I went through the certification course in January. And personally, it has been the most profound healing experience of my life. And I'm a marriage and family therapist and have been practicing for 15 years. And so I've tried everything. And after learning 7th Path, this is what I am meant to share with the world. It's the most powerful healing tool that I've ever encountered. And it's so simple and easy to teach and easy for them to use. I'd say what the most profound thing for me has been, you know, I'm a spiritual person, and I knew that God loved me, and I knew that I was, you know, God was always with me, but I had never felt it. Mm. And with 7th Path, I feel God's love inside me and God's guidance. And that is just, yeah, it's completely changed my life. In terms of, I've taught a few people individually, and I'm in the process right now of teaching my first class. And so far, my greatest success story is a client I've been seeing in counseling for 2 years who is bulimic, and she had been at an inpatient facility prior to coming to me. And within 1 week of learning 7th Path, she's no longer binging or purging.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gee,
Cal, I can't imagine anybody that's listened to this call that isn't immediately rushing to sign up for this class.
You know,
thank you.
It's so satisfying to see these kinds of changes happen. And the process is so simple. From the hypnotist's point of view, we basically are going to read a script to the individual, going to hypnotize them, and then there's a script that goes with each one of these recognitions. And the script is designed to prepare the subconscious mind for the recognitions, like a farmer prepares the field for seed, and so that it can have the most powerful effect in the most immediate way.
Now, I know that there's been a request, I think, at least for the last 2 years, for you to present Seventh Path, and you've been reluctant to do that, it seems to me.
Yes, the thing is, like, I've taught Five Path by itself, but never Seven Path by itself, and it really is the fact that I really don't know how to present Seven Path, because people say, well, you know, what is Seven Path, and I just find that it's difficult for me to explain what Seven Path is going to be for that individual. So mainly I talk about hypnosis, basic and advanced techniques, and Five Path. And then when they come, I tell them in class, I says, the biggest surprise in the whole class is going to be Seventh Path, and most of you have never even heard of it. And so, but then, like I said, I live this guided life, and it was just time. And I know when it's time. And one of the things is I do this, it's a pilot program, so that once I've learned to teach just a Seventh Path only class, then I can then teach other people to teach the class too. And so,
right.
Other than that, I don't know why now.
I think I know why. And this may have to do with the very well known fact of when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe it's when the teacher is ready, the students will appear.
I agree with that totally. Yeah. I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
Here we are.
Yeah.
I have one other question that came through on the website.
Mm-hmm.
From Sue in Lee, New Hampshire. If I take the Seventh Path, will I also benefit by taking Five Path workshop?
I'm teaching a overview of Five Path. It's a free workshop at the convention. It's 1 hour. And yes, because if you're there, then ask me, how does Five Path and Seven Path go together? And I'll explain how each phase of Five Path works with each one of the recognitions and how you can put them together. And but the overview is just a 1 hour class. It's really for people who have heard about Five Path and they want to know more. They're not ready yet to take the whole certification course, and so so I'm just going to give them kind of that introductory and a chance for them to ask me questions, overview of Five Path. So, you know, Five Path came before Seven Path. Just really quick, what happened was there was phase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of Five Path. And then as I started working with different forms of classical, you know, basic self-hypnosis, I thought maybe Five Path was going to become Six Path, which would be a sixth phase, which would be classical self-hypnosis. But then what happened is that the Seven Path started coming through, and it was such a quantum leap, more important than classical self-hypnosis, that we skipped over six and went to seven, and that's why it's called Seven Path, among other things. So, yes.
And Seven Path actually emerged, was it 2 or 3 years ago?
Seven Path actually has been, I've been teaching it for about 11 years.
11 years?
Yes. It's kind of a secret. Nobody knows about it until they take my class.
Okay.
And then I spring it on them. And so I'm coming out of the Seven Path closet, so to speak.
There we are.
There you go. It's always
well,
good.
I'm glad you're doing it at our convention. That's wonderful.
I like to do things in a big way. And the NGH convention is the biggest, the best. you know, I don't go to any other hypnosis events of the year. The convention's the only one I bother to go to. NGH is the only organization I belong to. And so, of course, that's where I would do it first.
That's wonderful. Let me remind everybody that's on the call that, of course, you are getting two continuing education units, NGH CEUs, for being on the call tonight. Also, those of you who listen to the recording of this call, same thing. And the way you acquire those two units, you go to www.nghceu.com, and you'll find Cal's name there and this call identified. Click the hyperlink, and it'll take you to the question to for you to answer from having been on the call. Your name, your email address, press submit, and that will memorialize the fact you've been here and to capture those two continuing education units. That's true for all the teleseminars we're doing at this time frame, actually. So don't forget to do that. Also, if anyone is on the call has not yet joined us in the online community that has just been just really exciting for the last several weeks, don't miss out. It's free to come in, and it's to find us. You go to thehypnotistconvention.ning.com, and probably an easier way to get there is go to www.nghconvention2009.com, nghconvention2009.com, and that'll give you the path over, where we have over 800 members who are just having a tremendous time talking about hypnotism, learning about it, getting ready for the convention. You don't want to miss that experience. Cal has a group in there where people are able to ask him additional questions. There's I think 100 different topical groups in there as well. So, if you haven't arrived there yet, do so soon. You don't want to miss that. Cal, let's just take a couple more minutes, what I'd like to do is take us through the way the teaching is going to go. It's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, August 4th through 6th. It's just ahead of the convention. And how are you going to teach it? And what do they get? What do they take home?
Well, it is going to be an experiential class. In addition to 7-Path, I'm also going to teach about emotions because it's mostly based process. You're also going to get a good education on what I call the secret language of feelings. And you're going to go home with, you know, a tool that you have for the rest of your life. You just can teach this. I mean, talk about a value. Just speaking from a business point of view, clients will come and see you for a normal hypnosis session, and maybe they're paying $100 or more, and you've got this then to teach forever, and so the tuition is very, very low considering that. You're going to be certified as a 7-Path teacher and of the 9th degree, that's the title, because you'll know all 9 recognitions. You're going to learn all 9, and you're going to go away transformed and know how to help other people transform themselves in this really divine kind of way.
As I've been listening to those who called in and also heard from others who have taken this training, the fact that the clients that you work with actually experience a transformation that they can describe, which is not always true, but seems to be with learning this skill. And that is just so dynamic, so beautiful. And you just can't help but get shivers thinking about, gee, if this could just be offered to everyone in the world, what would happen? But in the meantime, to become more practical, go ahead.
These students are going to be the first. They're going to be able to walk away and say, I was in that first ever class that Cal Banyan taught to certify 7-path teachers, which was a class just for 7-path teachers. And so if you really want to be part of a world's first, that this is it.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure looking forward to hearing the after effect after the students go through this class, because miracles, as we know them on this earth, are going to occur. It's just the way it is. All of you on the call tonight, I really appreciate you joining us. It's so interesting to pick the brains of the different experts that are helping guide us and learn the skills that are needed in this profession. And those of you who are taking these extra classes in the Institute, in Summer Institute, what you're doing for your practice and what you're doing for your clients and what you're making available to your community, it's something that you are gifting back, and you are being gifted. The convention, obviously, is a buffet of learning. It just really is that. 200 presenters are there sharing their lifelong learning with you as you continue your lifelong learning. And we're looking forward to having all of you join us at the NGH convention in August. Cal Banyan, so appreciate you being with us this evening. And looking forward to just more wonderful things happening as a result of the NGH relationship with Cal Banyan.
Thanks goes to you and Gene also for all you do. What you do is just a humongous, giant task, which you two pull off year after year in just a masterful way. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, man. All right. Those of you, Gene, any last-minute questions that I should listen to?
Nope, we're all set.
Wonderful. I really appreciate all of you being on the call tonight. Again, NGHCEU, www.nghceu.com will get you the CEUs for this evening's call. And if you haven't been over there yet, be sure to hit the NGHConvention2009.com, and that's where you also would sign up for the weekly update newsletter, and those are coming out every week now too. So, hey, join us in every way you can. Love you all. See you on the next call. Night
Bye-bye.
Now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.